The Malbim, in his commentary on the very beginning of Perek Kuf Memches, which is the third Halukah, explains that the Meshorah, the psalmist, emphasizes the praise of Hashem and how it descends from the highest form to the lowest form. We begin with Haluas Hashem Min Hashemayim, that we praise God from the heavens, and then eventually it's Haluas Hashem Min Haaretz, we praise Hashem from the land. And indeed, that's how creation went. First, the most spiritual beings were created. The malachim were created first, the angels were created first, and then the world of the ofanim, which are also celestial beings, were created. And eventually, earth was created, which was far less spiritual and far more physical. After the earth was created, but it was simply material without any form. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed the different physical beings. And there he started from the lowest, going up to the highest. First Hashem formed plant life. And then he formed animal life. And then he formed mankind. And man was created, B'Tzelem Elokim, in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, again, to try to create even greater spirituality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the nation called Klal Yisrael to be able to achieve even greater spirituality. So when the Mizmor describes Haluas Hashem Min Haaretz, it's really a description of the order of creation, how Hashem first created the most spiritual beings and then eventually went down and created the most physical beings, but physical existence included Klal Yisrael, and that's why the end of this Mizmor describes how Klal Yisrael, Vayarim Keren Lamo Tila L'chol Chasidav, Livnei Yisrael Am Krovo, that Klal Yisrael achieved a tremendous amount of spirituality based on what they were given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mesorah, the revelation, and so it starts from the heavens, goes down to earth, physical, but then the elevation of Klal Yisrael reflected at the end of the Mizmor.